The village settles down, undetected by the stars. And the hangman plays the mandolin before he goes to sleep. And the last thing on his mind is the wild-eyed boy in prison, neath the covered wooden shaft. Falls the rope into its bag, blows his pipe of smoulders, blankets smoke into the room, and the day will end for some. As the night begins for one, staring through the message in his eyes lies a solitary sun. From a mountain called Free Cloud, where the eagle dare not fly, and the patience in his sigh gives no indication for the townsman to decide. So the village dreadfully yawns, pronouncing gross diversion as the label for the dog. Oh, it's the madness in his eyes as he breaks the night to cry, "It's really me, really you and really me. It's so hard for us to really be. Really you and really me. Yeah. Don't lose me. Smashed down from the mountain's hand, and the magic in the stare of the wild-eyed boy said, "Stop, Free Cloud, they won't think to cut me down." But the cottages fell like a plane called hell, and the tears on the face of the wise boy came trembling down to the rumbling ground, and the missionary mystic of peace love stumbled back to cry among the clouds. Kicking back the pebbles from the Free Cloud mountain track.
For the rest of the program, along with an astonishing number of friends, David Bowie. Now, this is going to be incredibly complicated, so I want you to take notes. And at the moment, he's accompanied by Mark Carr Pritchard on guitar. Now, Mark is with a group called Arnold Corns, who have a single called Moon Age Daydream, which nobody on the BBC has played at all, which is a great pity. And that's that, yes. And then there's Mick Ronson on lead guitar, and Mick Woodmansey on drums and Trevor Boulder on bass. And they're all members of a group called Ronno. Now, Ronno are going to be making an LP fairly soon, and David is going to be involved in that in some way or another. And David played 12-string guitar on that, and the other member of Ronno is called Benny Marshall, although they told me to say it was Betty Marshall, but it's not. So I hope you got all of that clear, anyway. And for this next one, it's the same lineup, mercifully, except David goes over to the piano, and it appears to be called Bombers.